Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go make a killing.
All right.
Welcome to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
It's 10 to the 5 to the 4, play 1, touchdown! Touchdown!
The sharpest football contest show in the land.
I'll take the action. My Birds, Benjamin Franklin's team, favored by 1.5 points. I'll give you 3 more.
You're now riding shotgun with 2 former contest winners in Brady Cannon and James Salinas. And getting a former player's perspective with 9-year NFL veteran Mike Pritchard.
Let's go! Let's go!
As they guide you through strategy, process, and your contest picks each and every week of the season.
I do like the idea of a parlor.
Now here's your host, Brady Cannon.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. I am Brady Cannon along with James Salinas and Mike Pritchard. It is episode number 2. The preseason continues as we inch ever closer to the beginning of the NFL season. They'll kick it off next Thursday, September the 5th in Kansas City. The Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Our first regular season episode of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show will be that Friday, September 6th, and we will release all of our selections for the 3 contests in which we are entered. That is, of course, Circus Survivor, Circus Sports Million, and the Westgate Super Contest. Gentlemen, great to be back with you once again, and because it is that early season time of the year, I figure that's a good topic to start with this week. Some of that early season strategy. And James, I'll start with you. When we get into these contests, whether it be Survivor or Circa Million or the Westgate Super Contest, what are some of your early season contest handicapping processes?
Well, fellas, great to be on with you guys. First, I got to say, I'm getting sweaty palms just thinking about next week and kickoff and contesting. Seriously, I feel like a kid. I feel like, remember when you were a kid and you have the Christmas tree out and there'd be presents underneath of it? You'd always look at them and want to get underneath and maybe peel up a little tape to try to peek at it. That's where I feel like now. I mean, we're finally, the preseason's finished for the NFL this last month of August and ready to get into September and ready to get the kickoff. And I think for me personally, where I'm at now, a couple things. So to be open and honest and transparent with this, I think last year was by far my worst contest season. I've been playing the contests, whether it be the Superbook, the Super Contest, and Circa Millions, et cetera, since 2015. That was the first year I played. When I won, it was the first year I played. Last year was by far my worst season participating in contests. And I think there was, for me personally, I know there was a couple reasons as to why. First, I had some health issues I had to attend to that I had not been doing for a while and neglecting that. I feel 100% better now. I've invested time into myself. And I think that's a lesson for all of us as sports bettors is sometimes, whether it's your mental health or your physical health, being able to invest some time into yourself. And ultimately, over the last 6 to 8 months, I've lost 30 pounds. I feel terrific. I'm at 100%. Look at it this way. I think about offseason. Pritch, you can speak to this. Back when you played, you had an ideal playing weight. I think for me as a handicapper, I have an ideal handicapping weight. I'm right where I want to be. So get your body right. You get your mind right, fellas. And that's where I'm at right now. So I feel great. I feel super excited. I got the sweaty palms ready to get after it for this season. And I think for for my process this season going into the contest, both with you guys, is I'm reverting back to what I did in 2015 and when I was successful and won the Super Contest back then, is number one, I'm not going to have any distractions. I got my mind right. My body feels great, but I'm not going to have any distractions. And what I mean by that, fellas, is I'm not going to have any other bets. So I literally have no future bets on the NFL, no division bets. I don't have anything. There is nothing in my account right now rolling into the NFL season. Couple that with the fact that I am not going to be betting on anything else. And that's kind of the beauty of the contest, is you can deep dive. And that's what I did in 2015. Absolutely just deep dive into the contest week by week. I don't have any biases based on a team that I like for the Super Bowl that I bet, or a division odds, or over under season win totals, nothing like that. I have no biases going into the season, nor am I going to have any biases or distractions for that matter going into this NFL season. When it comes to college football, you know, we got the pennant chase coming down and the World Series coming up next month in October. All those kind of things are a distraction to me. And those things are out of my, they're in my rearview mirror. They are not coming into play this contest season. So I think to open up right there, exactly where I'm at as far as a mindset goes, I am truly 100% focused on this podcast with us, doing our contest picks and what we're going to get done. I got my mind right, fellas. I feel in great shape. Let's get after.
Yeah, James, mindset is everything, right? I mean, this arena, this betting arena, is so like my former arena, and that's playing in the National Football League, because you do have to get your mind right. You do have to get your body right. I mean, this is an enduring process, right? And then also you want to make sure that you fine-tuned your process. And to be honest with you, that's what I'm doing right now. All summer long, leading up to the preview and certainly the debut of our football contest show, and certainly participating in the contest, Survivor, Millions, Super Contest, you know, everything has led to this moment for me. And so I've gone back over my brief period of time as a bettor and fine-tuned my processes. And so what I mean by that, guys, is, you know, I used to look at football objectively, like, okay, I think that team's going to win, or I think this team's going to cover, or I think this team has a possible edge here or there. I've erased that, and I solidified my process, and I simplified it too by just understanding that the books do a lot of work for you, like the opening lines, certainly some totals, team totals. You look up the makeup of a football team, and then I extrapolate from there, right? So my process is simplified. It is certainly straight to the point, and it's really hinging on the fact that the books do a lot of work for me, and I don't want to overcomplicate it. I'm focused, like James was talking about. I'm not going to do a lot of bets. There's no other sports I'm involved with. It's all going to be centered around the football contest show, and certainly what our selection is going to be each and every week. But it's really going to be centered. My betting world this year is going to be centered on these contests. So I want to know why the league scoring is down. I want to know why quarterbacks are not making that big of a difference. There's a handful of guys, maybe two or three guys, in my opinion, that make a big difference. But really, the roster, the coaching acumen, and certainly some coaching decisions along the way, or history of that, is going to be some determining factors that I'm going to focus in on early on.
Well, it sounds like I've partnered with a couple of guys that are pretty focused heading into this season. That's good news. Great stuff there, gentlemen. And I'm right there with both of you. I've got the sweaty palms going, too. I don't know if I've ever been more excited for a football season in a while. It seems like, you know, there's so much preparation involved in doing this program, and it just builds into the preparation for the football season as well. One thing about this question that we have posed to the round table here about treating, you know, the early season process of handicapping in contests. You know, when you look at like Circa Million and Superbook, especially Survivor, obviously you have to win every single week. When you get later into the Super Contest and the Circa Million, you can start to employ some game strategy. I think early on, and back when I won the contest in 2011, that was right as the contest was really starting to grow exponentially. We had 517 entries in 2011, and that was the most entries ever. The next year, there was like 750, then 1,200, and then James, you came around, and there was, you know, 2,000 people. I think they topped out at about 3,500 before Circa came along. But back then, we didn't necessarily know any better until it got really late. And the point is, I think early on, you just want to pick winners. I think there's three types of winners. There's a winner that everybody's on, a consensus play. There's a winner that nobody's on. And then there's a winner that is the opposite of the team that everybody's on. Number three being the most powerful to move up the leaderboard. But I think early on in the contest, number one, just pick winners. It doesn't matter who's on it or who's not. You want to build some points up early. You start worrying about game theory early or later on. So my early season process is I'm not going to worry too much about the consensus. Who's on this team? What's a sharp play? What's contrarian? I think I'm just going to focus on picking winners, guys. Does that sound like something that makes sense to you?
I think for what we need 63 winners. We're looking at 70%, Brady. So 63 winners is 70%. So one winner at a time each week. We're looking at three to five winners each week. I got you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right. Sounds good to me. Start out strong and we'll worry about the other stuff later. We'll be back with some survivor talk on the other side of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, James Salinas, and Mike Pritchard with you talking about some early season strategy. I want to shift over and talk about Circus Survivor and maybe look at the entire season. James, you've spoken about it where we kind of start at the back of the schedule and work backwards, see which teams we want to save for those crucial holiday weeks, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'll start with you, Mr. Salinas. Some season-long thoughts on how you're looking forward to approaching Circus Survivor.
Brady, to that point, thinking about working backwards, the biggest tweak to this contest when it comes to Circus Survivor is the fact that it's 20 weeks. The NFL season, we know, is 18 weeks. Teams play 17 games and they have a bye. But for Circus Survivor to make it all the way to the end and hold that big check, we've got to go 20-0 because there are two in-season weeks that, thinking about the Christmas week, so there's three games there from Christmas and the day after Christmas on the 26th, as well as Thanksgiving with that set, and then Black Friday, so four games there, because you make it that far and get that deep in Survivor, you've got to have minimum of one, if not multiple teams in pocket for both of those holiday weeks. That's really the biggest challenge. So thinking about it, working backwards, not only through the holiday weeks, but also the final week, so week 18 in this, the final week of the season in this sense here for Circus Survivor, that would be week 20. Thinking about which teams we kind of want to have in pocket that have something to play for. And I think the NFL is over the last X amount of years has done a much better job scheduling than making those division games. It used to be just random non-conference or non-division games. Teams didn't really care and kind of mailed it in. at least what they thought from this perspective, divisional games will still have a rivalry and there's still teams to get up for it, even if you're out of the playoffs. Now, thinking about teams that are in the playoffs, maybe teams that have already sewed up a one or a two seed and don't have anything to play for, those are probably teams that I'm going to be scratching off for that week 20, not wanting to have in pocket and kind of working backwards from there. I think we got to have a plan. And that's part of the first part of the plan is a lot of people talking about what's going to be week one survivor. Who are you going to take? Is it going to be Cincinnati, the biggest favorite on the board? I'm looking at week 20 as opposed to week one before we get started.
Yeah, it's a great strategy to work backwards and understanding Christmas and Thanksgiving, those holiday weeks. You know, what's interesting too, fellas, is, you know, you look at the makeup of the National Football League and these 17-game schedules, there's more managing of these 17-game schedules now too. Like, think about Kansas City last year. They were close during the middle of the year a little bit. They lost a couple games, but they got hot when they needed to get hot, right? And I think we need to keep that in mind too. It's no different than the NBA and load management. There's some of that going on in the National Football League, but working backwards, having it mapped out, understanding how deep teams are too, the depth. Is it quality depth or do they fall off a cliff, you know, from the starting quarterback to the backup quarterback, from the starting running back to the backup running back or anywhere along the line of scrimmage as well. So we have to keep an eye on that. Managing multiple entries too, right? I mean, it's not like just have one entry with Survivor. And so whether we want to deviate from what the norm could be or what the norm has established itself to be throughout the year, we'll figure that out. But mapping the most important circumstances for me right now is mapping it backwards, understanding depth, and then also competitive divisions that we know of so far in the league as well.
Well, James, I really like the point that you make about starting with teams that have something to play for late in the season. That really makes a lot of sense. You're absolutely right about that because you could really be stuck at the end of the season. You think, you know, you're loaded because you saved the Chiefs and you saved the Niners and you saved the Eagles. And meanwhile, all of those teams are starting their backup quarterback and this and that and the other because the game doesn't matter to them. Mike, I think you make a great comment about depth. My first thought was the holidays and not just trying to have the team in pocket that ought to be favored in those weeks, but trying to have both sides of those games, trying to have as many bullets as possible going into those weeks and then working backwards like, okay, well, I'm going to have to use that team there. I probably won't be able to save them for the holiday. And just, again, trying to stockpile as many as I possibly can going into those holidays. Hopefully I'm around coming into those holidays. So I want to have as much bullets possible if I'm able to get there. And then starting out, the other thing I'm looking at is trying to be a little bit contrarian, trying to play kind of that second or third favorite. You know, this week, Mike, you mentioned in week one, you've got Cincinnati as a massive favorite. They're probably going to be on a lot of people's Survivor cards in week one. And they might be on one of our cards too. Sometimes I think it's stupid to try and play it too cute and just take that easy winner and move on. And maybe Cincinnati's a decent team that you can get rid of. You know, maybe you don't necessarily expect that you'll need them later on. You have to look at the schedule. You have to map it out. But if I can have some of those second tier favorites fall into my lap, those 3.5, 4.5, and 5-point favorites, and still have the arsenal built up for the holidays, that's most of all what I'm trying to map out here as I start to look at Survivor in a big picture before the season gets underway. And then finally, guys, I also want to be prepared. And, you know, this is going to be, we've talked with a lot of friends that have been in this game late, and now you've got even more millions of dollars involved. It is going to get really, really crazy. And that is going to flood your head. If you're in there in that Thanksgiving, Christmas window time of the year, you are really going to have to block out the distractions, stick to your routine, have tunnel vision, and just focus on the task at hand. Guys, it can get really crazy and really easy to be distracted if you find yourself in that position late.
Brady, thinking about the run when you won the Super Contest back in 2011, same thing with me in 2015. We've been there in that sense when it comes to contests. And I think, Pritch, probably for you too, when you were at CU and you had a long layoff from when you finished up playing Big Eight football back then to get to the Orange Bowl in January and all the distractions that come with it. I think the what's challenging about that too, Brady, is that there's opportunities to monetize it, as opposed to when we were in the Super Contest, you're playing five picks. So trying to monetize that's really out of the equation. So there's so many, if you get that far, then when does that opportunity actually come up? Is it when there's 3 or 4 weeks left to go? Maybe it's come December and you've passed through the holidays and gotten through Thanksgiving. But I think for us, having the ability and the experience to be able to shut out the noise. And I think that's where I talked about it before. I'm not going to be betting on anything else. So my whole focus.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Focus is going to be Circa Millions, Circa Survivor, and the Westgate Super Contest. That's it. So I think from that standpoint where I'm here, I'll shut the doors. I'll shut the lights out. I can turn it out. How about you guys? We're good to go.
Yes, we welcome that challenge. We're going to talk a little preseason football when we come back and see if that lends itself to anything actionable in week one. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. It is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. By the way, find us at footballcontestshow.com, wherever you get your podcast, YouTube, both a video and audio stream. Time to talk a little preseason football here. The preseason wrapped up a week ago in the NFL, and I want to know how you guys treat the preseason. Mike, you've talked about it in our last episode last Friday about watching game film, and you incorporate that into your handicap. Watching the preseason, is that similar to that process for you?
You know what, Brady, it is. I think just philosophy and understanding what teams are trying to do and what they want to accomplish out there on the field and what they're capable of, really understanding that is more important to me right now through preseason. We don't get to see game planning that much. We do get to see things that teams want to work on, right? We do see teams wanting to take the edge off by starting some of their premier players, right? Like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I mean, all these star players were playing in the preseason because they just don't want to be foreign to going out there on the field for the first time. Like, when you think about Arizona not playing their starters and not playing Kyler Murray, I mean, what are you doing? Are you trying to get better or not, right? Denver playing Bo Nix a significant amount of time and letting him earn that starting position. I mean, I think that's going to be carryover too. So what I specifically focused in on and preseason was the capability of teams and the comfortability of what they want to do out there and how they want to operate. You know, are these teams going to bring pressure? Are these teams going to settle on their back end with coverage schemes? Are teams really going to try to run the football and be physical up front? Are teams adapting a philosophy that we're going to be play action heavy? I mean, all those things kind of stood out to me preseason and gave me some keys to take into the regular season as well.
James, your thoughts there for the preseason?
It's changed so much now where, you know, we used to have 4 preseason games. Now we have the 3, and it used to be that 3rd preseason game was typically the dress rehearsal for the regular season coming up. And really you could key on the 3rd game and see the starters for a half, maybe end of the 3rd quarter. But that's changed now. And because there's only 3 preseason games, some of these guys didn't get any reps. And how does that, and I think, Pritch, I want to pick your brain about that. If you didn't get, you got to get up to game speed. Nothing is going to simulate game speed, like actually playing in a game. So what is that going to look like for some of these teams that didn't play a whole lot of starters or they got very limited reps in any of these preseason games? And I think also the other piece that I look at is not so much how did they perform in those 3 preseason games, but kind of what happened in the offseason along with key injuries during the preseason. We've seen a few of those, but thinking about some offseason changes. And to personnel, I think of the Buffalo Bills, for instance, and Not only that, that secondary's completely upside down. You've lost three starters in that secondary. You've also lost Matt Milano as your leading, one of your best linebackers and really an inspirational player for that team. You've lost a lot of leadership on that team. And what is that going to look like? You've got some turnover on the head coaching staff. So digging into not only what happened during those 3 weeks of preseason, but what happened prior to that when these rosters were set coming in to August and training camp started.
Yeah, I looked at it, and Mike, you kind of touched on it, that we saw more starters getting reps this season than I think we did last preseason. It seems like so many teams last season took the approach of they weren't going to play anybody. And if I recall correctly, the first couple, 3 weeks of the season, you had these teams that were really kind of stumbling over each other and you didn't get a very good product. And I think the teams kind of went, oh, you know, maybe we should play those guys a little bit and get them into game shape in the preseason. And I think we saw a lot more of that. The 49ers, you know, that Brock Purdy was in there. You mentioned Bo Nix. We saw Caleb Williams. We saw Will Levis. You know, we didn't see Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. I get it. Those guys are old men, right? They probably don't need it as much. But I think we saw a lot more starters getting reps, not only quarterbacks, but running backs and linemen and linebackers and all that type of thing. And what I'm thinking going into week one, maybe there's a little bit less guesswork than there might have been last year. Last year, we thought we were going to get a product out of a particular team. And it wasn't there because they didn't really properly prepare in the preseason. It seems they've made more of an effort to properly prepare in the preseason this year. So maybe we get more of a product that we're expecting to be on the field this year early on in the season, week one or week two. James, do you buy into that at all?
For those teams that did, I really want to ask Pritch. So as a player, and whether you have, how important were preseason reps to you to get prepared for week one and get prepared for the season?
Very important. I mean, game shape is so different than practice shape. I mean, off-season shape is so different than camp shape, right? I mean, you have to get calloused. You have to get out there and play the game of football. You can't just rev it up. And some teams have that philosophy, which is stupid and dumb to me. And I think they're going to stumble out the blocks.
All right, very good. Halfway through the program, when we come back, we're going to dive in deep to the Westgate Super Contest. Last week, we were at Circus Radio Row. This week, we dive in heavy into the Super Contest when we return on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. FootballContestShow.com. That's where you can find everything you need to know about the program, where you can find the podcast availability, YouTube, you name it. We are there at footballcontestshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at FB Contest Show and also on Instagram at Football Contest Show. Gentlemen, last week we were lucky enough to be invited to Circus Sports Radio Row, a part of their Ultimate Contest Weekend. That was a really great experience. Of course, our other title sponsor is the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Our great friends over there, John Murray and Jay Cornegay, kind enough to support our program, and I want to dedicate some time to their great contest. James, you and I, both Super Contest winners, Super Contest champions in 2015 for yourself, 2011 for myself and my team. Interestingly enough, maybe it was fate that we're doing this show together. We both hit the exact same percentage of 72.5% in our winning campaign. This is the OG. The Super Contest is the original. Back in the day, it was the Hilton Super Contest. We're talking over 40 years when this contest started. And I remember I came to Las Vegas and I had some friends ask me if I wanted to play in this thing. You know, Steve Fezzik, our friend, won it twice in a row, back to back. And that was with like 200 or 300 people in it only. And that's what it really used to be. I think it was the legendary Art Manteris, one of the bookmakers way back when in the glory days of Las Vegas, that started the Super Contest, and it was all pros. It was $1,500. That weeded out a lot of the people that weren't serious about diving in to a contest like that. And so you had just 100, 200, very few people that wanted to put up that kind of money and compete. And basically, they were all professionals. And then social media started to happen and things, you know, more people find out about it. And I had played in the contest for probably 5 years before we won it. And like I say, there was 517 entries in the Super Contest when we won it. And that was the most entries to date. And then it just started to grow and grow and grow from there. So like I say, this really has been the OG. It was the only player on the block until Circa came around. And hats off to Circa for just elevating the entire Las Vegas football contest experience. Here we are doing a show about it in 2024. But guys, I think the growth of Circa has now started to actually benefit the Westgate in a sense. I know they're not as getting as many signups. You've got, you know, let's talk about Circa Millions. That is the contest that is akin to the Super Contest. You're getting 6,000 people in Circa Million. You're going to get maybe 1,000, 1,200 people in Super Contest. But I think people are starting to realize with 12 contests within that contest, giving you chances to win, and less people to compete against, I think people are starting to realize the value. You're not going to cash for as much money, but you might have a better chance for cashing with any money at all, James.
Brady, and thinking about those and the quarterly contests that are in Circa Millions, and now we know that it's for the Westgate Super Contest, 3 week, 6 week, 9 week, and in addition to the season long contest. Man, sure wish that would have been available when I was running the table back in 2015. I'd have swept the whole board. But I think that gives people an opportunity that keeps them engaged. So it's smart that there's the quarterlies and these other in-season contests, because, you know, if you start and you get off to a bad start and you're 4 or 5 weeks in and you see there's a few thousand people in there and you're buried in the middle of the pack or at the bottom of the standings, a lot of times that kind of the integrity, maybe not so much the integrity of the contest, but the fact that people would just mail it in and or just not even compete and participate anymore, this keeps everybody engaged. So I think from the Westgate standpoint, having a 3, a 6, and a 9 week contest in addition to the end for the whole season, I think that's where, even if you had a bad month, there's still opportunities to be able to get after it and get hot for 3 weeks or get hot for 6 weeks. And I think that keeps people engaged, so that not so much that it's not hurting the integrity of the contest, but it keeps people sharp and it gives people incentive to stay with it. And I think that's one of the challenges, fellas, is if and when we get to that point, because I was at that point the first year that the Circa Millions won when that came out. The third quarterly, I was a half point out of winning that. And I made sure that week I put on the Monday Night Football game. And so it kept me engaged because I was going to pick a side on Monday night to be able to monetize it. We were talking about monetization of the Survivor. There's ways to not only have those monetizations when we're talking about the 3, the 6, and the 9 week contest, fellas, but also to win those, but also be able to play the other side and insure yourself some money. So there's a lot of contest strategy that will go into it. And I think that's what's really exciting and really challenging about where the Westgate Super Contest is now, Pritch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the name of the game is to win some money, right? We want to win this thing. We want to win the whole thing. We want to put on jackets. We want trophies. We want the prestige of being champions again. But if we're in positions because of the quarterlies, or certainly we get hot, we get streaky, and we got a chance to win a lot of money, we're going to do that. We're going to certainly focus in on that. And I think that's important, right? I mean, the big prize, we know what the big prize is, but certainly... winning, like for instance, if we want to go back to my arena, winning our division, right? You got to be division champs. And then all of a sudden, okay, win the conference, your conference champs. And then, okay, let's get to the Super Bowl. But with this contest and these contests, it's so intriguing. And a chance to sweep the board, like you said, James, or just cash in on some quarterlies, that makes it all the more exciting and therefore more focused week to week as well.
James and Mike, I don't know if you guys saw it come out this week, but hats off and congratulations are in order for the Westgate Superbook. They will be dealing money lines with the spread of -108 and -109 on college and pro football rather than the old standard -110. And that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but that is really a big deal over the course of time, over the course of an entire season, if you're laying -108 rather than minus 110. And that was pretty cool to see Jay Cornegay and John Murray release that this week. Big news about the Westgate doing that. And James, I know you're, of course, in Colorado, not always here in Las Vegas. And I know you're not expecting to be doing a whole lot of betting this season. You're completely focused on the contest. But speak to that. You have been betting for a long time and are very well respected in that space. When you knock off 2 cents, it really is a big deal. And again, congratulations to the folks at the Westgate Superbook.
Indeed, Brady. If you think about from a 1 week basis, yeah, it sounds like a few pennies, but over the course of an entire season, absolutely it is. That's depending on your volume, whether you're doing $100 or $1,000. I mean, that juice starts ticking off. That really, I'm not the mathematician here, guys, so I'm not going to be able to spit out of my head what you're making and what you're saving when you're able to do that. But I also know that helps with the line shopping. So if you're seeing similar lines and you're going to get 108 at one book and 110 or some of these other books, we know, guys, they're pushing 115 on each side. So being able to get back to a number like that for folks that do this and looking for those little edges, we're always looking for an edge to get the best number. Also with the best juice. I also think, Brady, I'm not positive on this, but I'm pretty sure that on the Thursday games, they're going to book it at 105 each way.
Wow. Wow. That is really something. And that'll encourage more action. I think it's a really smart business move. And Mike, I'll direct this one towards you before we wrap up the segment here. You know, Circa has really, and all the credit to them and Derek Stevens and their entire team, they have really taken over the number one position in town and the publicity and the buzz, you know, and the millions of dollars that are being guaranteed. But I want people to realize, you know, what was once king in the Westgate Superbook, they really haven't fallen too far off. In the grand scheme of things, sports books across the world, the Westgate Superbook and Circa are two of the very best on the entire planet. So let's not kick these guys to the curb just yet. Just because Circa is getting all those headlines, hey, the Westgate Superbook's as good as it gets around the country.
It really is. It's the prestige of the betting market, in my opinion. I mean, they're being more competitive, too, and certainly allowing themselves more business by doing that with those lines that way. So it adds up, like James was talking about, over time. But more power to Westgate for doing that as well.
All right. The Westgate Superbook, indeed. I can't wait to get down there for the first week to turn in my picks for our Super Contest entry. The Super Contest and the Circa Millions, they, of course, are 5 games against the spread. Circa Survivor, pick a winner, survive, and advance. We'll be back with more of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. I'm Brady Cannon along with Mike Pritchard and James Salinas. And gentlemen, as we roll on through the program here, talking a lot of things preseason, strategy. How do we make our picks early on in the contest? What has the preseason told us? How do we approach Survivor from a season-long perspective? I want to talk a little bit about how we are going to finally come up with our decision, what our team process is going to be week in and week out. And, you know, I kind of, when we were having this discussion, we had our little team meeting powwow talking about a lot of these things about a week ago. And I kind of took the lead on this topic because I'm the only one of the three of us that has ever played in a team format before with these entries. And I said, I've heard a lot of different methods on the way guys handle this stuff. Maybe each guy is responsible for one pick, or you alternate who's going to do 2 picks and 3 picks. And sometimes guys make all 5 picks. Everybody on the team makes their top 5 and you just see where you match up. I think we're blending all of those theories a little bit. And I think what we kind of decided upon was Let's let everybody get through Monday and Tuesday to kind of do their own handicapping. We'll convene on Wednesday via text, phone call, whatever it is, and kind of just begin a roundtable discussion. And by the time we get to Friday doing this show, we'll pretty much have our decision made and sometimes even make our final decision on the show. But by the time we get to the window on Saturday afternoon, we're going to kind of build upon that roundtable discussion and ultimately have our selections from that. I think that's kind of where we're headed as far as how we're going to treat this, James.
I think Brady will, and we'll work through it. So each week is going to be its own challenge. And it's like anything else I think about when you're working as a team. And so for somebody who just recently retired and had a massive staff and a wide span of control that I dealt with, there was times where I had to be very autocratic in my leadership. And there was other times where I had to be a very collaborative leader. And I think being able to pull from both of those, if there's something that I am absolutely adamant about and there's a side that I really like, then I am going to, I know how to advocate for that. And I know how to advocate for myself, but I also know how to listen and be an active listener. So being able to draw from my separate professional life to bring it into this, because this is a business in a sense. We know it's fun and it's all fun and games, but you know, this is big money and this is life-changing money. It has become a business for a lot of folks and entities that get into these contests. So coming down to that consensus, yeah, there's going to be discussion and we're going to have roundtable meetings. I think it's being able to come to the table with what we're definitive on and being able to trust each other's process. And we've kind of done that. We did a lot of shows back in the day and did a lot of hours together grinding through and working through those. We would do that live on the air. We're talking through a process and talking through a particular game or aside, something like that. So I think lastly, fellas, is being realistic. And so I think of my experience going through the Super Contest. So 2015, I won it. 2016, came in third. 2017, I didn't cash. 2018, I did cash. 2026. Of those 3 years that I cashed, I only went 5-0 once in each one of those seasons. The 1 year that I went 5-0 twice was the year I did not cash. So it's more so being realistic, thinking we're not trying to strive and say 5-0. If we didn't get 5-0, or if I came in and these are the three picks and I went 1-2, that's not the end of the season. And I don't want that to weigh on me, just like I don't want it to weigh on you guys if whatever picks we have were the ones that I might have been damn adamant about whenever my pick was, and that one doesn't come through. I don't want us to hold ourselves hostage, because then that starts to impact how we start to look going forward, Rich.
Yeah, I think the major takeaway too for everybody tuning in is, you know, trust. You know, James, you already mentioned that. Brady, you talked about that too. Credibility. You guys are champions when it comes to contests. Certainly, team format, you know, working through the dynamics of a team is not that difficult, right? Especially if you have that trust and respect. We can divvy up positions if we need to. If that's something that we come to a consensus on, I don't know if that's necessary or not. But certainly, as a team member myself, and I know the acumen that I have in terms of the game of football and understanding, and the X's and O's, or even philosophy, or certainly if there's some edges out there from a particular player's perspective. But when it comes to gambling, you know, you guys and the credibility that you guys have, you know, I'm listening more to what you guys have to say too, and I'm not going to be dumb about that. I'm not going to be ardent, or I'm certainly not going to be stubborn in terms of not understanding that. So, but that's the dynamic of a team too, though, right? I'm a wide receiver. I'm not a tight end. So understanding my place on this team with you guys is something that I'm going to take pride in. But certainly I think it's going to be helpful as well as we navigate the entire year.
Well, I think it's great, Mike, to have you a part of this team where we can really lean on you for some intangible stuff like this. You know, we've all been on teams. We've been on teams in business. James, you talked about it, you know, leading a number of people. I've run my own business and had employees and that type of thing. You've been on a true professional team, Mike. And I think that is very similar to what we're trying to accomplish here. So I think you really lend a huge part in that dynamic. And, you know, we talk about trust. That's maybe one of the biggest words that we have to employ in this team atmosphere. But you know, I think we're going to, James and I are going to lean on you. And I hope you have to reel us in a couple times and say, hey, guys, remember, it's a team, yeah. Right?
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll definitely do that. I mean, that's going to be the fun part about it, too, though. I think we're going to discover so much about our own processes, and maybe we'll change along the way if we have to. But to be successful, I mean, we all have the common goal. We all want to be champions. And I think we put our minds together. We're going to have a fun ride this year.
All right. Very good. Well, yeah, go ahead, James.
Yeah. So following with that, I think understanding that there's a selflessness that comes with being a part of a team. And the selflessness is being able not only to trust each other, but to trust yourself, that will allow yourself to feel like I don't have a certain amount of responsibility more than anybody else. This is a team effort. It's a collaboration because we know each other. We've worked together both professionally, and we're friends off the field in a sense, or off the network and off the air in a sense, to be able to trust that we are selfless to that point. And I think those are things that we can work through throughout the season. I think that's an interesting topic as we continue to go through the season that I think this show is going to deliver on.
Well, yeah. And I think this show, you mentioned it, just this show, I think, creates a camaraderie and a cohesiveness that maybe we didn't even know that we had in the past that will develop over the course of this season. We're going to wrap up the show. We've got one more segment to go, and this is where we will give out our picks. When we get to week one, we're going to release our card, but we've got a couple picks for you this week as well. It's time for the Dom DeMarco's Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week when we return right here on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Brady Cannon, James Salinas, and Mike Pritchard with you. The final segment. And when we get to the regular season, which begins for us on September the 6th, our episode on Friday, September the 6th, in our final segment, we will give out our five selections for our Westgate Super Contest entry. We will give out our five selections for our Circa Sports Million entry and also our Circa Survivor entry. But we will also have a bonus for you, and that is our friends at Dom DeMarco's Pizzeria and Bar right here in Las Vegas in Summerlin, a wonderful place to visit. Check it out. Great pizza. We will have the Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week for you. And we've got one for you this week. In fact, we've got three. Maybe you can turn it into a little same game parlay if you want. But we focused here on the Thursday night game, the opener on September the 5th in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, the Super Bowl defending champion, two-time defending champion Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And we each came up with one. Mine is Lamar Jackson rushing yards over 46.5 yards. James took Isaiah Pacheco rushing yards over 61.5 yards. And Mike, the wide receiver that he is, took Zay Flowers receptions over 4.5. James,
what do we do? I see three overs on here. All right. Has this become the square contest show? I mean,
right.
Especially for me, I'm an under bettor and I'm an under player. I'm usually betting against human achievement. But I think in this case here, it's opening season, right? As we know, as the season goes on, Mike, you said it earlier in the show, like for the players, this right now, how they're feeling physically is as good as they're going to feel all season long. So I think early in the season playing props, this is an opportunity to look for overs, and we know guys start to wear down. But I think for this particular game opening up on Thursday night with Kansas City, a rematch from the AFC Championship game from last year, when it comes to Isaiah Pacheco, I think for Pacheco, I think he's going to have the way he runs angry. He runs with power. You know what he runs like? He runs like somebody that's hungry trying to get paid. And that's what I like about him. And I think he's going to get fed the ball, not only in this game, but throughout the season. I think he's going to have a great season. And you think about that AFC Championship game. I mean, it was Kelce and Mahomes just lighting them up. I mean, Kelce really embarrassed that defense. We know there's been some transition and turnover, especially when it comes to the coaching staff on the defensive side. But I think obviously from last year, there's some pride that was hurt with Baltimore losing that game and not going to the Super Bowl, but in particular, how they managed and how they dealt with Kelce or lack thereof when it came to covering Kelce. So I think there's going to be a number of lanes open for Pacheco, because I think there's going to be a big focus from that Baltimore defense locking up Kelce.
Yeah, people are looking at this game and looking at two great defenses, right? Why are you going to go over? But I think Zay Flowers, as the number one guy, he had 108 targets last year. And that's with Odell Beckham Jr., and that's with a star-studded cast of characters on that offense. And I think Derrick Henry in that I formation and a bigger package of running the football, more physical football, will allow Zay Flowers to have one-on-one coverages and for, you know, Lamar Jackson just to flip the ball out to the outside Tuesday. So over 4.5 receptions is doable. Remember the jet sweeps too. Like if you're in shotgun and somebody sweeps in front of you in motion and you throw the ball forward, that's pass. Yep. That's a reception. And those slip screens too. So I think Zay Flowers with the ball in his hands is just too dangerous. And as a number one guy out there, he's got to have multiple attempts, up to 10 attempts in the playbook, if you ask me. Should be in the cards for Zay Flowers each and every week.
Yeah, guys, I landed on Lamar Jackson over his rushing yards of 46.5 because I go back to that AFC Championship game last year where we all thought, I personally thought, that the Ravens were going to win that game and they were going to do it by just hammering the Kansas City Chiefs' porous run defense. That's the way you have to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, what did the Ravens do? They ran the ball like about 7 times all game. They got cute and they tried to pass it all over the yard. They went away from what got them to that point. Incredibly frustrating having a bet on the Ravens that day. So I think they will get it right this time and they will run the ball. And obviously that is going to involve a heavy dose of Lamar Jackson. So I think Jackson, I expect Jackson. James, I wonder what your thought is on this. You know what? We're out of time. We'll have to save it till next week. But I think Jackson will get about 75 yards rushing in this game. I kind of like the Kansas City side. I'm not expecting a ton out of Baltimore this year, but I do believe they will commit to the run game. We'll see how it goes. That is your Dom DeMarco's Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week. Isaiah Pacheco over his rushing yards, Lamar Jackson over his rushing yards, and also Zay Flowers over his number of receptions. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Give us a like, a subscribe, all that good stuff on the social media. We will come back next week for our first show, September 6th, Friday. That will be it, and we'll kick off the Las Vegas Football Contest Show in earnest. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
Don't you just love football? God, what a fun sport.
Subscribe today on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts to receive weekly alerts as soon as the show's available. Good luck with your contest selections.
Pay that man his money.
And we'll talk to you next week. Next week. Next
week. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.